Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there's a human element to this football thing. That, as Jeff just mentioned, Ethan Posick, there's a human element to this that is just so rough. Ethan, part of an offensive line that I think is underachieved this year. But Ethan's a good center, and he's in the final year of a contract. And so he just tore his Achilles in the final year of his contract in week 14 of the season. Does he even play next year? That's hard to imagine.
Mm.
You know, look at Deshaun. Deshaun's coming back from a torn Achilles. Yes,
right.
He's not going to play all year, but he's under contract. Ethan's not under contract. So what's he going to do? Daniel Jones, who just everybody thought, boy, this guy has salvaged his career. I've seen, you know, off-season rankings for free agency in the NFL. For next year, Daniel Jones was listed as the number one free agent quarterback.
Sure.
Here we got a guy. This guy's going to do it for us. Is he going to play next year? Unlikely. Because look how late he gets hurt. Unlikely that he plays next year. And this guy was sitting there ready to cash in. And he'd have gotten Sam Darnold, Baker Mayfield contract anyway, which is what, about 3 years, about 90 mil, something like that. And now he's done, hurt, no contract. That's rough.
With Ethan, wouldn't you?
Wouldn't you sign him?
And let him go through the rehab,
except for one thing.
And then maybe you've got him for the next 2 years. Or something. But he's on IR, and you just kind of stash him away there for a little.
See, you're a nice sounding guy, except for one thing.
Yeah,
he's a center who's been around a long time. You're going to have to play somebody else next year. And why would you sign him? This is not this would be a nice thing to do. Have several million in rehab on us, and then we'll bring you back the following year. Well, why would you bring him back the following year? Because you're going to have to play somebody else at center next year, and you hope that guy does the job.
Yeah.
This is the brutal aspect of the NFL.
I guess so.
It's brutal. What do you have?
I just want to let you know, as always, you can listen to the show and all of our local shows on The Fan on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Todd's in Ward 1. Todd called us at 216-474-0092.
Hey, Todd.
He knows the number. We're on speed dial for Todd.
Hey, Andy. Hey, Jeff.
Hey.
Dan, if you're back there. So, I don't think it's brutal. I mean, truthfully, they're independent contractors. They know that. Yeah. And if the team was in a bad spot, and their contract was up, they leave the team. So there's nothing brutal about this.
No, I think there is, Todd. There's a human element that I think stinks. But you're right. It's business. It's the way this business operates.
He raised up on the Browns too, and there may be a more affordable way to do this. But to me, as a fan, a shallow, self-absorbed fan, I proudly state this gives these people more incentive to finally get an offensive lineman in the first round. In the first round. That is what needs to be done. I'm not I'm not along with the group that says that Dylan Gabriel shouldn't stay. I'm with you, Jeff. The quarterback room looks good. I'm not going to have a debate with anybody about that on or off air. The quarterback
Todd,
room
there's
looks a,
there's
good.
Enough there that you could think, all right, let's go in the next year and let's worry about that down the road, and maybe we don't even have to worry about it.
Yep. And I hear Andy quiet in the background. If you don't agree, bump you, Andy Baskin. The quarterback room is solid. But I will say this. Shador's stats have been padded on sorry defenses. So it's
never
it's
interesting
question.
That you bring that up yesterday, because I had some other people say to me, I was like, I was just pumped that he threw for over 300. Look, it's an NFL defense, whether they're good or bad.
That's true.
And so that's the hard part. But some people were saying, you know, maybe any quarterback in the NFL should be able to, any good quarterback should be able to get those kind of numbers against a team like that. To me, I'm not watching that. I'm watching Shador Sanders, rookie quarterback, improve on things each and every week. I'm kind of looking back at the big picture and not so much the, okay, I'll worry about the other team. But if you are given the opportunity to do what he did yesterday, he did it. And that's what the important part is. It doesn't matter how good or bad Tennessee is. He's getting better every
wrong.
Week. Yeah.
You got it wrong, Andy. He didn't improve. The defenses just got worse.
Yeah, but he had the opportunity. But it's not given. It's
That's
not
true.
Given. He's got to go get it. Whether you think they're the worst defense in the NFL or not, he still had the opportunity to go out there and get there. And he did his job.
He did his job. Yeah. And there's never been a debate from most people that pay attention that he deserves to be in the league. He is an NFL quarterback for sure. But he didn't improve. The defense just got worse. So
I'm going to disagree. I think look at the decisions he's making. Look at some of the reads he's making. He's very much a rookie. But again, I ask rookies to get better every game, or at least change something that might have been wrong before. Are you learning? That's what we're asking right now. Because I want to believe that he can be here for a while. And yeah, every week he seems to prove that to me, that he should be here, that he's trying to earn that spot every game. And trying to get better every game, and we're seeing things out of him that I wish maybe we would have seen out of Gabriel, but we're not. And the only reason I wish that is because they spent a higher pick on Gabriel. So Sanders is doing everything that I think they need him to do to kind of move forward here.
I'm rooting for all of them because they wear orange helmets.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I don't care which one. Right now, the guy's Shador.
I need rookie quarterbacks to get better every game, and I think he's doing.
I thought Shador
got better. He's getting better every game.
I thought he got better.
Yeah.
Anthony's in Maple Heights. Anthony, thanks for your patience.
Hey, Anthony.
Thank you, guys. Thank you. Just wanted to celebrate that my Steelers won. Stefanski's Pat Shurmur 2.0.
Dude, if you love the Steelers, why are you calling us? We don't care. Why don't you call Pittsburgh? We have a station in Pittsburgh.
Go Steelers!
There you go. That's great. All right.
Anthony hung on a very long time for that.
What amazing a waste of time.
Amazing the things that people don't have to do during the day.
Let me tell you, of all the things on this earth that I would do, the last thing I would do is hang on hold. For how long was he on hold for, do you know?
Well, I was going to punch him up before Scott, and I did mistakenly, and then put him back on hold.
Oh, that's right. So he was on hold for a long time. Just say, go Steelers. Yeah. Like, you sound like an idiot. Your team is 7-6. You're not going very far in the playoffs. You had a nice win yesterday.
I don't know.
Stop.
That Aaron Rodgers, baby, he's turning back the clock.
Yeah.
Lee's in Bedford. Not Lee Evans, is it?
Gentlemen.
Oh, is it Lee Evans?
No, Nope. Lee's just in Bedford.
Oh, you could just tell us you're Lee Evans. That's cool. You're in Bedford.
No. My last name begins with an E, but... Too many fans, I want to put my name out
there. Lee Elliott. So. Hi, Lee. Good to have you with us.
Ester, E-S-T-E-R.
Oh, there you go.
I'm sorry I had to follow up that guy, the Pittsburgh guy. That was
sorry,
horrible.
Bud.
It's all right.
But we didn't know.
I understand.
You've already upped the intelligence level just by saying that.
We didn't
Thank
know.
Thank you.
All right. The last time I called in, I told you guys that Stefanski cannot get out of this hole. He keeps making the hole bigger. He cannot get out of this hole. It's no way in the world. We get tired of hearing him say, we got to get better. We got to coach better. What do you think the players are feeling? He made that team lose yesterday. Those players put themselves in the position to win, and he took it away from them. What can he say in the locker room after that? And you keep saying, Jeff, he can coach. But how many times has he made mistakes? When he put Harold Fannin under center and he fumbled, he keeps making the same mistakes over and over, expecting a different result. And what's that called? Insanity.
Mm-hmm.
He keeps doing it to himself. And you can't, if we're getting tired of hearing it and seeing it, the players have got to be tired of hearing it and seeing it.
The game yesterday, Lee, I would have never gone for two, the game did not come down to two extra points.
No, it didn't. But the defense gave up a lot. Defense
sure did.
Played a bad game. But they got that ball back for that last drive.
Yeah.
They got off the field, and then you go down, and he goes for two for no reason. You talk about analytics, it's a thing called common sense.
Oh, I couldn't agree with you more, Lee. You're singing to the choir on that one.
And I don't understand how he can sit and keep saying this and keep saying this, and it just seems like he could just say it and not have no consequences about his job. Like I said, this wouldn't fly in Dallas. This wouldn't fly in Kansas City, New England. He wouldn't be here 6 years.
Jason Garrett was in Dallas a real long time, and Jason never won anything big. So it might fly in Dallas.
Might have. Did you see Jason Garrett coming here?
If the Browns make a move... and he had some interest, I would talk to him. You know, I did a little digging yesterday. And, you know, again, I think Kevin can coach. Does that mean I think he's the right coach for here right now? It's starting to not feel that way. You know, sometimes you just need a fresh approach. Kevin might need a fresh approach. I like the guy. I don't know him personally. I like what I see of him. And I think sometimes I think he can coach. But I also think there have been some, you know, some blunders that I don't understand. And it goes back to Andy, Nick Chubb in the red zone. You know, we said that years ago, and I believe that. But I just did a little digging, and I got a call yesterday on the postgame show. And we didn't have time for him, oddly enough.
Mm-hmm.
And it said, why is Jeff a Stefanski apologist?
Wow.
And what I'd like to think I am, you know, though I'm a Browns fan, that's not what they pay me for here. Right? I mean, I could sit here and go, Shadur, yeah, woo. But you got to look at the facts and point out certain things. And with Kevin, same thing. I took a look at a bunch of things about him last night. And I'm going to go over those next.
About Shadur?
About Kevin.
Okay.
And about coaches and about second time around and coaches with talent and coaches without talent. I'll give you that coming up. Next on Baskin and Phelps.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply, in app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.